put that in April 12th, city council meeting.
Singing.
Do you want to sing?
Just kidding. Oh.
My voice on a recording is like... when I type minutes...
remember who else is on my list, but the speech people were I don't have the password.
Well, I have a password, it just won't let me on Zoom at all.
I know nothing about it.
Web browser. I can't bypass it. You can turn it on.
I mean, we use Google here. So I don't know. I don't have. I am not in that loop.
Kind of makes it hard for our people to call in and listen.
Yeah.
I'll try to connect it to my personal hotspot and see if that will work.
Okay. It's 7 o'clock.
Okay. They're both speaking, and one is yours. No, they're both mine.
I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so I'm going to have an addition to the agenda. Let's just put it under new business. We'll put Cycle Oregon and the Bluegrass Festival. Ann Mitchell. We're going to, under action items, we're going to take off QuickBooks, the purchase request is under the $500 requirement for, so we don't have to take action on that. The $500 spending requirement, it's under that. Does anybody have anything else they want to add or subtract? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the amended agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Awesome.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, agenda set. Approval of March 8th City Council meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the March 8th City Council minutes.
I wasn't there, so I don't want to second it.
Oh, I wasn't either. Dad, you have to second it.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the March 8th City Council meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I just want to add that since Councilor Sperry is out of the room, that anything we vote on has to be unanimous by the three of you, or it doesn't have a quorum. So. Approval of bills from March 8th to April 11th.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills from March 8th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bills from March 8th to April 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Bills are approved. Approval of the March financial statement. It's been moved and seconded to approve the March financial statement. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, correspondence, we have none. I would, If there's no objection, I would like to hear from the ordinance officer, because I know you've been out a long time today, so we would like that report first.
Very good. Thank you. A quiet month, mainly because we had two deputies in and out for vacations this last month. We had two court proceedings that are progressing through Justice Court. The city maintenance folks were able to help us out on a big project there, and thank you for doing that. So my hope is now that the weather is getting nicer, we'll progress through some more projects that I've got earmarked in the near future. So that's what I want. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for Under Sheriff Elliott? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Safe travels.
I'll talk to you later.
Did you know? He paid off his bill.
Yes.
He must have got his tax refund or something.
Yes. Wahoo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Old business. Anderson Perry project updates.
So we got the project completion form filled out and signed by the mayor for the wastewater project, so that's officially, we're about to close out the wastewater project. I did get a quote, but I have not seen the bill. I believe it's the final bill will be like $92,700 right there. So, yeah, well, under our arm. So we actually came in. Our records indicate that we have a balance remaining that's different than what Business Oregon is, but the final bill is under both of those, so it's good. It just shows that maybe some other bills from the previous recorder got like sent in for reimbursement, and maybe they were a lift station improvement. I'm not really sure. I haven't dug through all those. It's we're way under what Business Oregon says that we need, or we have left, so we're going to be money ahead. Or
under is good.
Yeah, yeah. We're under, so we won't take out as big of a loan. Mm-hmm. But that annual payment, I'm not sure if that's from the end of project completion, like 1 year, the first payment, that wastewater will add another $16,000 debt payment to Business Oregon every year. But I'm not sure when that'll be. We might have to revisit that when we actually get the bill. So. And then I talked to Brad Barrett on the ASR project. His concern with the project is yes, there are projects going on. There are shortages on fittings. There are shortages on parts. They're waiting 8 months on parts. He doesn't feel it's a good time to go out to bid, even though this is traditionally the time to get it out to bid is now. But he did agree that we should have the design done. He'll be in on Monday, supposedly, maybe Tuesday, to walk through the final, like a final design before it goes in for the final draft before it goes into the season. So hopefully we're really close to wrapping that up, but he said they're having just disastrous results with putting out bids and with the cost of fuel and equipment and, you know, which then drives up asphalt costs. He said they're just going way over budget, and he feels that if we go $150,000 over what we budgeted, we're not going to be able to afford to do it. So he's a little leery of putting out, but he does agree we need to have it ready. So when the time is right, we can go out to bid. My only concern is we need it done this fall so that we can put water, recharge the aquifer this winter. This year is too late. Even if they did the project tomorrow, we missed that whole window. Just putting those millions of gallons back into the aquifer. So we've missed that window for this year. But we knew that last year. It was a problem being parts and fittings again. And that's the update from the interstate.
Yeah, I don't think it's a... I agree. I don't think it's a good time to get...
Well, you know, all the bids will be super high.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But I do want Brad to move on that.
Yeah, I agree with that. The design.
It must be ready, like project right. ready. We're yeah. not there yet because you haven't finished the design. So we need to be project ready.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So when, yes.
Okay, the ARPA money. The report's due the end of this month on a project proposal. And we haven't received the second installment, is that correct? Okay.
I believe that comes in August.
August is what they projected.
Okay.
So yes, you need to make a decision tonight. What's your plans?
Water thingies.
Well, because of the... we have started, this is my opinion and my 10 cents. We've started replacing the water meters. We need a little over $100,000 to complete that project. And I think that the total, I think, was 98,000 something that we were getting from the ARPA thing. I think that we ought to use all of it to complete the most of the water meter project.
I think that's a good idea too, just because, and we kind of touched on it last meeting, is that by doing that, it frees up, when you guys go and do meter readings now, it takes both of you, right, Bill?
That is correct. It takes two people a full day.
So we get these new ones on, it only takes
couple
hours, so that leaves you guys open to do other stuff that needs to get done.
The remote read meters will also allow us to read the meters through the wintertime.
So if there's a break...
Which is a huge problem right now because we go 6 months sometimes without reading a meter. If someone develops a leak in November because of sub-zero temperatures and we don't catch that, they don't catch it. It builds, and in April, you get this bill that's $800.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. I mean,
yeah.
Well, and we lose money, and we can't afford to lose money.
Well, it's just, you know, I look at it as infrastructure stuff that, you know, otherwise we're going to buy how many each year for how many years?
10 years.
Yeah,
it was a 10-year projection that we could get done.
And then we can move on to the next project.
I think that makes sense.
And everybody will have a new meter. I mean, that's versus some of the meters are fairly old. I mean, we can replace everybody's meter with a new meter. So
we'll have to break down the purchases. So they're purchased at less than $10,000 worth of meters. But I think I've been talking to Leah, we'll purchase, you know, $9,500 worth of meters 1 month, and then the next month we'll order more, and we'll just do it until we get enough meters. So we stay under the $10,000 mark each month.
Yeah, this has been on your wish list for a while.
Yeah, I've got a huge wish list, which I did revise and send out because I didn't realize I didn't have a couple of projects on there that do need to be done, that there's a leak under the highway that has been there for years or decades.
No.
But I don't have the capability to dig under the state highway, so that would be a contractor, and I don't know how much that would cost. I don't think it'd be a ton of money. It's a ton of time.
But it's something that needs to be done, right?
It's just one of however many leaks we have. I don't know.
So we take things on as they come, and we prioritize, and right now I feel the remote reader meters are important, but we do need to vote on dedicating that money to the water meter project, the ARPA money.
We need to report to the whoever it is, the state or the federal government, what we're going to spend that on, because they want to know what we're spending on.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get to change. I mean, I'm sure we can go through channels to change it later, but we need to report on what our project is, and then we have to, unless there's a way to do it through the state, we have to stay on track with that.
What do you think, Councilor Beckham?
I think we got to get it done. It's a very important project, and it's time-saving, and it's efficient.
Councilor Hunt?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's important. I think we need to do it. My only concern is it's something that nobody sees. So it's an improvement that nobody in town sees. So if people come up and say, what'd you guys do with all that money? Because they don't see anything. So that's my only concern, but I agree that we need to do it.
Well, that's when we get to say, this is what we did and this is why we did it. Because now we have, you'll be able to catch that leak if you have one. And
it'll save them money because they won't have that $800
yeah.
bill.
Yeah, you don't get slammed
and then
in the spring.
Freeze up Eddie and Bill for other things.
Okay, do I have a motion for the ARPA funds?
I would move that we allocate the ARPA funds to the meter replacement project.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to dedicate the ARPA funds to the water meter project. It's been moved and seconded. Do we have any more discussion on that? Kind of a big deal. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Museum interior repair. Did we talk about that last month?
We awarded the bid.
Oh.
We awarded the bid.
Okay.
John Goldsmith is on it. He's got a key. Marilyn gave him a key to go up there. He said he would get to it in April. I think just the other day he told me that he's like just about ready to get on it. So.
Okay. Thought I saw his rig out front, so because I'm sure they would like it done for summertime, especially with the tourists.
Well, and it's actually around the back and up the stairs.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Upstairs where the majority of the people don't go
see.
Anyway.
Okay.
So
oh, good.
The museum
good. Good.
Portion is now that the roof is fixed, it'll keep the
oh good
whatever falling down in there. I don't see, I think there's a problem downstairs.
Oh, good. But, oh, good.
So
yeah, okay,
they can open.
The MOU with the Fair Board, we have the Fair Board signatures. We have my signature. County Court's going to sign it Wednesday, the next County Court meeting. So that will be done.
It'll be off.
And off the agenda.
Wahoo!
Cemetery transition of operations.
Okay, we had asked, I had asked Leah to check with a couple people, the auditors or whatever, how to do this and insurance and all that. So tell us what you found out.
So the auditors would like it to be a new fund in our budget book, well, solutions. And so we'll go forth with that, adding it as a new fund as I suggested. I've reached out to Hankins and he's going to look over the preliminary title reports for both properties. And then once I get that back, he will CC me in an email with Marilyn. The cemetery is going to be for those fees, for Hankins and Paul. And then once I get those title reports back, then Paul will review and then give his suggestion of what we should do.
It was my understanding that they're going to be, like the ambulance, self-sustaining and pay their own deal.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be under the city and our umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the insurance quote came back to, I believe it was $850 a year.
$800.
So I didn't think that was that bad.
Holy cow, that's very reasonable.
Where they don't have insurance.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, good. Okay, good. I'm glad we could help with that. And it, having their own fund, it'll be easier to track their money and their expenses. And I keep saying there it's going to be the city, but it, the cemetery fund, like the ambulance fund.
Yeah.
So, any questions on that?
Which cemetery is it?
Oddfellows?
Both.
Yeah.
It's going to be both.
Oh, both. Okay.
They combined a few years ago.
Oh.
The Masonic Cemetery, the Masons transferred it over to IOOF. And then there's two Masons that represent the Masonic Cemetery, but they sit on that board, and then they monitor both cemeteries.
Perfect. New business, RFP auditing firm.
Solutions have sent me a letter in the mail yesterday saying that they will no longer do the staffing, do our audit, so we will need to put an RFP out for an auditing firm. I've reached out to cities in the surrounding areas to see what they go through, and I've got a lot of feedback, and I can reach out to them and get kind of an idea for what to put in there, and then we can do an RFP.
It's kind of late for them to tell us that.
I know. It's like
I don't think that's very nice.
By the way, we're not coming.
We're not coming.
You know, I had reached out to Anna not too long to get a quote for budgeting purposes, and then I got the letter in the mail, and there's some surrounding cities that are in the same position as we are.
They didn't do the school.
Or the county.
That's just rude.
All right. So if you write up an RFP, we'd like to read it before it goes into the paper. So if you need help with that RFP, call me. Shoot on that.
Yeah, because we've had them for how long?
For a long time.
Yeah.
But there were
yeah.
three before them, so
yeah.
that I know of when I was here.
Yeah.
So new business, Cycle Oregon and the Bluegrass Festival.
So I'll start with Bluegrass Festival. This year we're going to be doing a different kind of event because of just the uncertainty of the pandemic and also just sort of bands not being doing their normal summer tours and that kind of thing. So we're going to have the Wheeler County Bluegrass Camp and Jam. And we had a meeting last night. So we're really ironing out details, but what it's going to be is more oriented towards musicians coming and gathering and jamming, and there will be workshops. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, and there'll be, like, during the day, there'll be workshops and jams, groups jamming at various places like Haven House and the motel and fairgrounds and courthouse lawn. And that will be open to anybody that wants to come. So if people want to come and listen, you know, just general public. And then there's going to be...
What's the date on that?
Oh, it's the first and second.
The first and second.
And then, so in the evening... both evenings, Friday and Saturday, we will have events going on like we normally do on the stage at the courthouse. But on Friday, it will be, it's going to be like bluegrass karaoke and open mic. And then, but there'll be activities that will be appropriate and, you know, welcoming for people from 4 till 9 o'clock. On Friday night. And then on Saturday, there's going to be, I think we're going to call it the Fossil Opry or something like that. And it's going to be performances of different groups or if there are bands here, but it's not going to be like, you know, the normal bands playing sets. And so we're going to be We don't anticipate that we'll have to limit, but that was one of the things that we thought we'd have to do for sort of like, you know, just to keep it safe no matter what happens with COVID. So, but we're going to ask people to register. It's still free, but we're going to go through an online Eventbrite registration process so that way we will capture people's emails as well if we have to, you know, send out information or...
And you have an idea of who's coming.
Yeah, so we have an idea of who's coming, specifically because we just don't know how many of people will come, and so we want to make sure that there's plenty, that there's food, that our few restaurants aren't overwhelmed, and so that if we have some groups that would like to still be a vendor, like Friday and Saturday evening. We'll have an idea of how many people. And let's see, what else? At this point, I think that's about all. I mean, that's the main framework for the event. And I guess they have these kind of things, you know, all over the country, and a lot of people come. Because a lot of musicians just want to come play. So, but we're going to make sure that a lot of information goes out to the local communities for people that enjoy coming to bluegrass. And but it won't be as oriented to, you know, people coming for a big weekend of, like, a normal festival. So.
Are you still planning a parade on Friday?
I don't think we'll have a parade.
And you're not going into Sunday, is that correct?
No, at this point, yeah. As I said, we're still ironing out details, and as soon as we get a little bit more details, then we'll be doing like press release and that kind of thing, so that people have an idea of what's going on. So. But, you know, it won't be the same thing, but we'll still have lots of people coming to town. So. Any questions about that? So Cycle Oregon, coming to stay in Fossil September 12th and 13th. Yeah. And so there's been two nights here. We had a preliminary meeting about a month ago when the staff from Cycle Oregon came and met with, let's see, Jim and Matt were both there from the school. Jackie came, I invited city, county, Matt came, fair board, who else? Anyway, okay, then came from chamber. So I'm going to be setting up another meeting very soon and working with Mitch and make sure that we get everybody at the table that needs to be there for helping getting started. The main thing that it's an opportunity for local organizations and groups to make money because they have to have a lot of volunteers for like dealing with the luggage and setup and serving meals and those kind of things, and they pay really well. So it's a really good opportunity for you know, different groups, and I will very soon be putting out like what the volunteer roles and jobs and crews will be so that different organizations can sign up to do that. And I foresee that we'll probably have people, you know, maybe organizations or groups from Spray. They're going to be camping in Mitchell for two nights as well. So, it's also probably an opportunity for groups from here to go down and help in Mitchell as well. So, and they have limited the number of riders. I forgot to bring my notes, but they have fewer riders than normal that are going to be coming, and it's a new kind of event. When they first scheduled to come through Fossil 2 years ago, and we started working on the planning. Basically, instead of doing a really week-long ride that they normally do, they want to do shorter rides in an area so people get to know the area and the communities more. And so that's why they're doing, starting in John Day, they'll go through Spray, they'll stay in Fossil, they'll stay in Mitchell, and then I think maybe, but then back to John Day. So the other thing is they will have we have the opportunity to come up with some projects that they can work on. So if we have like painting or fixing or stream restoration, I mean anything like that, we have that opportunity also to have a number of people help out with that are riders. Help out with projects.
Back in 1990,
yeah.
Cindy was a volunteer. 91? The cheerleaders made a lot of money.
Yeah, it would have been 90-91.
It was you and Annette and Teresa. And they benefited from that Cycle Oregon. They got, I think it was $1,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
to the cheerleaders.
I think
we were toting people and luggage all over the place.
Yeah. There's a lot of different, there's serving at the meals, and there's all those kind of things. And the nice thing is that they have, like, all these different projects that need doing, and then I have the amount of money that they'll pay for it. So that way, groups that are going into it will know exactly what they're going to be making. And it, there's so many, I think there's, they said there's 400 volunteer slots that need to be filled. But, you know, there's, some of those slots would be, you know, the same person doing a number of different things. So I'm going to be within probably 2 weeks, I'll be having another organizing meeting with all the core leaders and entities that are involved with planning for this. And so who from the city... I assume I'll work with Leah, but is there someone from City Council that you'd like to?
I would love to, but both times they've been on Haven House night meetings, and that's, I have to go there. So if we can do them.
The meeting I had for Cycle Oregon was at lunchtime.
Then I didn't know about it.
That was the one that went to your spam.
Jackie.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either. Yeah. I was going
to
say.
Because that went to the spam, and that's why we told Leah when she sends an email to text as well. So.
And then last night's. Well, that was bluegrass, but again, it was a Haven House meeting that I didn't know.
So and are you the one that we would...
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it would just be really good for me to have one contact.
I think that'd be fine if Terry was our bluegrass Cycle Oregon person.
Because I've been doing the bluegrass anyway, and I'm interested in the Cycle Oregon. I just need to coordinate with you on...
And it's mostly the same people that... have to come to the meeting, so the next meeting I schedule, I'm going to have bluegrass and then Cycle Oregon, because it's city, county, emergency management, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so any questions about Cycle Oregon at this point?
I have one question. The projects that the writers want help with, how are we going to come up with ideas for that?
I think what we'll probably do, and we'll talk about at our next meeting, but we'll probably be putting out information. I'll do something on the radio and the paper and everything, that if you are a nonprofit organization or a school or whatever, and have a project that could be, you know, just kind of do it that way, let people know. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Action items, RFP, integrator of record.
I sent out that integrator of record, the 9-page RFP for integrator of record.
That was the guy who came, right? The guy that came.
Yep. Well, I mean
that he's yes, if he's interested in it, right.
That, so he'll get a chance. We'll send it to the people that I know are in that business. I'll send it to them directly, and then we'll put an ad in the Times Journal.
Okay.
It's more of a formality than it is going to be beneficial, but it's just something that we know we have to advertise.
Right.
We'll put it on our website that we're accepting RFPs, and then it's all stated in here. Anybody's interested can request this, and then we'll have this on the June meeting. I gave us plenty of time for them to get their stuff together, and then there's a content for evaluation, and we'll award points, and because it won't really be a lowest bidder type of project, because they'll have projects in mind. It's not really what it's about. You know, they're not going to come in here and bid it out.
Yeah, it's about providing service.
Yep, it's providing service. So, and then if anybody had any comments about it. Terry did let me know I had some typos and stuff like that in there that I had missed several times. So, yeah, it was enough. But anyways, if with your approval, we'll send that out tomorrow. I let Anderson Perry know that we're doing this too. So they said almost tagged really hitting Eastern Oregon hard about doing these integrator of records. And it's a good thing because these rural communities are having such a hard time finding people with this special skills to come out here consistently. And the gentleman that came, Ty, he's right out of Heppner. You call him, he's here within a day or two. It's really neat.
Did we already take action?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you needed to.
I don't think we do. To get an RFP. We're not picking one. We're sending one out to see, to pick one. Okay. So, perfect.
We'll move forward. The release date is tomorrow.
Okay. So, I'm going to switch this up because I'd like to hear from, I think, Public Works and the City Recorder in case I have any questions later. So, Public Works.
I'd like to take the last week of April off.
I have some
training to renew a certification. So I'm taking my week off to the train.
Excuse me.
Well, they were approval.
Eddie will be around. Yeah. Okay.
Ed and I did go to short school, although he's not certified. It did count for his hours.
Oh,
and
good.
If you move forward down the line, there's education requirements, the more certifications you get, and you can, instead of going to college, you can use CEUs, but you've got to have 45 CEUs, so that's 450 hours of continuing ed, which usually takes the average operator like 20 years to get. So if he starts now and he chose to go down that line, or we upgraded a system in our a component in our system that would bump us up a grade, then somebody's going to have to certify it. I mean, it'd probably be me, but still, if I was to drop dead tomorrow, you need another operator.
And this is to operate?
Water and wastewater. Okay. The state requires...
So you'll have a degree or a certification after that 450 hours?
Well, if you move to a class, like a grade 3, whether it's water or wastewater, you have... Excuse me, if you move to grade 4, then you have to have certain, like, in addition to not just training, but you have to have college or continuing education credits, and not just the time in grade or the time in service, you know, you've got to have education requirements, and so that's, you know, another reason Eddie went to was to start building on those. Also, I'd like to... in a small way, move forward with Eddie working on, he's about to meet his 1 year mark, and shortly after that, we can go after his wastewater certifications or start the process with, you know, and that will require him, we'll submit an application to the state will say yes, and we'll find a test date and a testing location, and then he'll go there, and so I've given him all the study material, so he's studying on that. And the grade one's pretty simple.
Makes sense.
In order to operate the wastewater system that we have to have a collections one and a treatment one. So those are two state certifications just for the wastewater. It's not the lowest, but it's right there at the bottom. And then if any process that you upgrade, like if we went to a different system other than lagoons, we'd have to go to grade 2 treatment or grade 3 treatment. And on the water side, we have a grade, we are a distribution one, grade one requirement. And the state requires that you have them. So, but we don't have to treat because we disinfect. But disinfectant doesn't really take care of things like Guardia, like Baker City had an outbreak and they chlorinate. So even super chlorination doesn't kill it. I had to go to the UV system, which meant their system had to go up a grade. It was an emergency thing that they purchased. So the state looks at your system and what you've got in there and says, you can be grade 1 for this, grade 2 for that. We don't have a filter endorsement yet. We don't do treatment. In fact, we're just a distributor. distribution here. Let's see. We've been working on the baseball field, but it is muddy. And I bought new bases so we can pour big holes and pour cement, have it, the T-ball, the 50-foot, whatever, mm-hmm. It's a couple $100. But I'm hoping it dries out enough that we can actually get in there and put the bases in. Or otherwise, we'll just mark them out, throw them in the ground for Thursday's
yeah.
game.
But well, I don't know if there'll even be a game on Thursday at this rate. I mean, with the weather like this, I'll try to.
Bunch of weenies. Play ball.
Hey, they canceled the track meets
my
for
God.
Friday and Saturday.
The Condon icebreaker
yeah.
or whatever. It's
I'll
like,
talk to,
it always snows.
I'll talk to Jess yeah. tomorrow to see if she's got an idea so we can let you know.
It's worked up some, but
yeah.
It wasn't. It was just too wet.
Oh, yeah. It's
just.
Thing
up. It was just
yeah.
a muddy mess.
Yeah.
And then the consumer confidence report is going out. That's our annual requirement that we post our water quality requirements, or what we tested for, what we found in our water, where our water comes from. It's a public document that we have to give out to the public. It also has our annual fluoride notice, which, because of the elevated fluoride levels in well 3, we have to disclose that to the people, because it's above notification, but less than what we don't, after 4.0 milligrams per liter, we can't serve it to the public. So that has the fluoride notice. The notifications are going up on the website, we'll put that in the paper, and then I've been putting postings around town with a link, or you can come to City Hall and get a copy of it, or we mail it to you, we email it to you. These are state requirements. We do this every year. And that is all I have, I believe, unless Carol triggers something else with your question. I'm good. I'm done.
City recorder?
I would like to request May 24th through 27th off. Just
the what?
May 24th through the 27th.
Okay.
And I'll do it in the next month. And then just a reminder to complete your SEO forms. April 15th, that's your Friday.
I did.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm not going to say this anymore. And then I've done a lot of budget trainings, and I've been working with Jeannie, and Terry's been sitting in to look over the budget process, and the budget is pretty close to completion. There's definitely some adjustments that need to be done, and finishing up doing the resolutions and the forms that also have to go on top of that as well.
Lee and I are going to go over the numbers. We kind of did it backwards this year, but we'll go over the numbers and hopefully finish up this week.
And then hopefully it can be sent out by next week and the notice.
Well, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Order to...
Yeah. To get it completed, if the second budget meeting needs to meet.
And when is the budget meeting?
I don't have a set date, but I'm hoping for the first week of May. We still have a vacant budget committee member position for position 5.
Okay, is that it? Councilor Hunt?
Library happenings. So this Friday, the 15th at 5:30, we're having Transforming Libraries Community Conversation Dinner Conversation. I think you all got an invitation. I hope that you will attend.
I can't. I'll be...
OHSU.
I'll be at OHSU. So.
Summer Reading Program. It's a camping theme this year. They're going to be hold it in the library once a week, starting soon after school is out. They will have flyers ready to be sent home with the kids before school is out. Kelly has been attending a series of workshops regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion about making libraries accessible and sensitive to all people and friendly for all people. And the biggest problem our little library has is ADA accessibility. And I think that's all I have for library.
Councillor Sperry.
I reached out to Susan Moore on the ambulance, and I did not get anything back from her. Bill, are we going to, our parks person going to come back and mow and stuff for you?
Yes, I talked to Jerry last week. He said he was interested in coming back in and mowing and taking care of the parks. He said he was going to start this week, but then with the snow, he asked if he could put it off. And I said, sure, we'll just put some weed and feed on.
Okay, that's all I have.
Lee and I got the area service agreement done for the ambulance.
Oh, fabulous.
Sent to Wasco County.
Yeah. I will email Susan on that tomorrow and let her know that. Thank you so very much.
Woohoo.
Good job. Emailing me.
It was a learning curve.
Yeah. It's like we've all been kind of had some different things going on, so. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Beckham.
I have nothing.
Do you have ice packs on the back of your vehicle?
They still are.
Probably. Councillor Burlingame.
I don't have anything.
What? Okay. Two things. I'll be attending the Oregon Mayors Association meeting in Hermiston on the 21st of April. And then following that is the League of Oregon Cities conference.
I did not announce the winner of the If I Were a Mayor. That's not good to be a joke.
We were going to try to... I guess you can't keep it quiet and, like, surprise and do a thing at school, but you can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I mean,
apologies on that.
Did we get the form back from Molly?
Yes.
Perfect.
And it's been all sent in.
You probably could go up to the high school and they could, in the class, and Molly's, why don't you ask Ms. Carter if you can go in during that class and say,
take me with you.
Winner, 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 winner.
No, we just want a prize for the winner.
And what are you guys thinking for? Like a gift card to maybe Brenda's or Folsom Mercantile.
I don't know. How can you do like a...
Or
how old is she?
Basket.
Seventh grader.
Seventh grade?
No way.
I know. Can you believe that?
Well, she should be a sixth grader, but... She is a sixth grader, but she's a seventh grader because...
She's really smart.
She's smart, and then last year we didn't have any... So she's actually a year ahead, so she is young. I don't know, I think that would be like a gift certificate, I don't know.
Money. I think a gift certificate to support a local business would be a really great idea.
Yeah, but what do you buy that's really cool at the Merc besides food? I mean, there's not really...
There's open campus now.
Sixth grader is not going to be thrilled about having a gift certificate.
Let's just give her a check for $100. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. $100. I was thinking $25. So.
Well, people next year will participate.
Yeah, this is true.
I would have wrote a letter.
No, I agree.
I read all of those, and because I'm a teacher, I made a rubric for them and scored them all by numbers. And literally, they were like 1 point difference. They were excellent, all four of them. And if it were me doing it, I would give everybody something. You know, but that's just me.
Because look at the ones that didn't do anything.
Yeah. And
I mean, you know.
But then you see, oh, these four kids did this last year, and they all got something. Maybe I'll do it next year, and I'll get something.
Because I don't know. That's...
I don't know.
Everybody's a winner. I have a problem with that. Maybe if the whole class would have done it, then I could see spreading the wealth. But only four kids did it out of that class.
Yeah, and they should be rewarded for that, in my opinion, because they actually did go ahead and do it. They put the effort forth.
Well, then I think you need to cut it down.
Yeah, you have to cut
it down to 50 and then give everybody else $10. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I'd rather have 100.
I know. I mean, you know, 100 is a big deal.
I could write up like a certificate with each participant's name and present it to them as well. That's, you know, just the cost of paper, which, you know, we have at City Hall.
you guys decide.
So it's just 4 kids in total, right?
Yeah.
And one was the winner?
Yeah.
So if you...
But they were all so good.
But I don't want to take away from the winner.
Right.
I mean, it was a...
Give the rest of them 10 or 20.
Or give the winner $75 and give the rest 10. There's only 3 more, so that's still not even $100.
Yeah.
And $75 for a 6th grader still, or 7th grader still pretty good.
75, 85, 95, 105. It's $105.
I mean, I think that would encourage people 10, to do 10, it next year.
10, 10, 10?
Yeah, so total's
100.
130.
And then 130.
So 100 and then 10, 10, and 10.
Yeah.
But tell them a pool is not sustainable. No, well, don't say anything.
One of them said that. Yeah. They said, I would love a pool, but it's not sustainable. It's like, yeah. Wow.
Wow, somebody finally, I mean, look at the issues Quandon has with their pool. Nobody wants it.
It's a money pit, but.
But they're dreamers, and they do.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, and the winner had all kinds of things that we were going to have.
Yeah.
So we need to have a workshop on, and I'm hoping to get this out next week, but I don't know, the revised employee handbook, and we also need to go over, it's been years since we've gone over employee rights, so I'd like to do that in one workshop. We've made a few changes to the handbook and to kind of fit, I don't know when it was last updated, 1990.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Eight?
No, it was...
2005?
2012, 13, something like that. It was shortly after I started. They did a revised version, or they did a revision of it, which went through City Council and was approved. So that was the latest one. That one, trying to think some of the changes that were in that one. That's the one that I have and I go off of. So something else you need to change is that I'm not supervising Eddie.
Right. That was the one thing that I needed changing because...
He needs to be supervised by the council, just like Lee and I are.
By like the water commissioner or this sewer commissioner or something like that. So when is anybody available for another meeting, workshop? And I would like maybe like the end of May. June, we have graduations. Like May, what's a good day for people? And I'm thinking it shouldn't take more than an hour.
Let me look at my calendar. May.
We're going to post on the 11th.
May.
Of May.
My people will get with you.
Yeah.
Are we doing it in the evening or in the middle of the day?
No, it's got to be after work.
So in the evening.
Yeah. Well, the...
Really, other than City Council, I have nothing on my agenda for the May. So
Cindy, Cindy is wide open.
No trips to Hawaii that month.
Oh, shut up. Oh, that's recorded now.
The only days I can't do at the end of May are the 19th or the 23rd. Or what's happening on the 30th.
With our luck, we'll pick your Cycle Oregon Bluegrass meeting night.
Well, yeah, Monday nights, and of course Tuesday is this, but second Monday is Haven House.
So how about, can we do maybe, how about a Thursday, the 26th of May? No?
It's the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Okay, how about Tuesday?
I did request the 24th through 26th.
Oh. Yeah. How about the 19th?
That's just, well, I'm going to be in Bend that day, so.
No, 18th.
18th I could do.
I can do that.
18th at 5:20?
Yeah.
So Cindy can walk out of the bank and come to the meeting?
I just have babysitting. Trixie.
Oh, my God. Bring her. Work session, 5:20.
And then I got to pack Junior because then he gets ready to go that weekend.
Okay, that's all I have right now. Community issues and concerns. There's not a big crowd today.
No.
I have a question about the budget committee opening. How does one get appointed?
To be involved in the budget committee? That is a good question. I'm not sure. I think that the council appoints you in the
budget. Yes, submit a email or something of interest and, yeah. How that works. Easy peasy.
And the other fact you have a community concern. I know we have, my neighbor's dog runs around loose all the time. And it's a big German Shepherd.
I know that dog.
And makes my dogs bark all the time. And approaches the guests that come to stay at my Airbnb. And he's a big German Shepherd, and he's pretty friendly, he looks. And I've talked with them about how disruptive he is. And they laugh and say, okay, we'll stay in the yard.
Haven't he been on here before?
But something needs to be done about that dog running around loose.
So the process is either call Leah or email her, and we will email the ordinance officer. And he will go and make contact.
Okay.
If he's threatening, I would just call the non-emergency number dispatch, and then they'll get an animal complaint.
He's not threatening. He just is.
But if he's bothersome or something.
Runs around everywhere on the loose all the time.
I tell people to call the sheriff's office. I'm like, but nobody's there most of the time, but just start logging those just like every day. Because if they don't know he's out, then they're not going to do anything.
They know he's out. I'll call and go through the process. I just, you know, it's like everybody else does a pretty good job of it. And it really
That dog, he's friendly and stuff, but he's got a funky stare to him. Like, he kind of looks at you, and I don't know, it's not like, you know, his eyes don't smile like dogs, you know. It's I just don't trust him.
I
like him, but I don't trust that dog. He's just got a weird look to his eyes.
Next door to me, I don't trust any German Shepherd. Yeah. That used to live next door to me.
I mean, it's
Ray and Roxanne.
You know, it's made my
feel a little nervous
of
Jack and Jill.
Huh?
Jack.
Well, and that's part of nuisance ordinance. Well, you know, everybody else is taking care of their own dogs. You should take care of yours too.
Okay, well,
Well, she knows now. She'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't wanted it, you know, but I feel like I've talked with the owner enough.
Well, you've tried.
I've tried.
Yeah, right.
So I do have a question, too. I'm curious who did the evaluation that I was supposed to do for Eddie, because when I went down to ask about it, I was told it had already been done.
Oh, Jerry and I did it. I didn't know you were supposed to do it.
Minutes.
How did that happen?
How did that happen? I, honest to goodness, did not know that. My bad.
I didn't catch it either.
Oh, I apologize. Who was supposed to do it then?
I believe it was...
Jerry and...
Oh, wait.
But it got changed. I don't know.
You said you weren't comfortable evaluating something you knew nothing about the job.
I said I would do it. It's in the minutes.
That would be me that I apologize. Shoot, you could have done it.
I mean, I would have liked to.
Yeah. Right.
And at least been walked through the process, but... When I went in to ask about the process,
that's funny.
Done,
so. Oh yeah, you could have done it. Absolutely. I'm sorry. That's on me.
And my next question: when we send employees to schooling,
they're all going to be yours next year. So.
I'm sorry.
So they'll all be yours. All your evaluations next year.
Cindy.
Yes. When you go ahead.
When we send a city employee to get schooling, is that something that is approved by the council, discussed and approved by the council?
But when we also interview people and hired people, we talked about, yes, there will be
training,
education opportunities for you. So when they, once they decide, they just need to come and tell us which ones they want, and then we approve.
As long as
I guess my problem with that is, I have no problem with people getting education and training. I think that's fantastic. But I also think it needs to be something that relates to the work they're doing. And
exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it is.
One way or another would benefit the city. So I know Leah's looking at just getting a general associate's degree, but I don't really understand how Psych 101 and science is going to help her with her job, taking office management and classes that will pertain to what she's doing, I would understand completely. So that was just my two cents for it.
So let me start.
Mm-hmm.
We are not paying for a degree. We are paying for accounting classes, writing classes.
That's not what I understood.
So this is this is the deal. And conditions of hire, classes that will benefit you and help you learn your job.
It's not a full
degree. It's a class, maybe a class a year, that teaches you about your job.
And
then,
and
then Cindy also brought up the computer,
Microsoft Office suites, training in that.
Mm-hmm. Or something, yeah.
Everything that pertains to the job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just was worried about a general associate's degree, which is what was my understanding. And because, you know, those are all your just...
And then it's also been discussed... that, you know, the city, the training and stuff you get, and if there's some out-of-pocket, the city could, you know, if we ask you to do this training, the city could reimburse you, but you have to pass.
We're not going to.
I'm just glad to get that clarified.
Yeah.
That's not what I understood. So.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a ton of things like that. Just bring them up so we can talk in the group and get it all... out so that you know, very good.
Can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nola, if I were mayor, I would love to put that in the paper if she would approve of that, but the council would have to approve of that too. I think we need to honor our young kids for doing things like that. And
I would just say you need to make sure you get permission from the parent.
Yeah, the release of information. And is it signed on there? Did Nola's parents sign that we could use that? Because I think that the Mayor's Association
is probably on there,
likes to print their stuff. And
probably a release on there saying we might,
Yeah, so check with that. And that's a good idea. But we could also, if the others had filled out the form, we could mention their names as well.
I got two back out of
the four. So...
Well, let's maybe work on the fourth one then so we can, because then might as well.
That's a good idea.
And if we have to go to the parents on the fourth one, Michelle should be able to help you get a hold of a phone number or something.
Last year, I was really jealous because all the artwork that was submitted by the winners and the runners-up, they put on thank you cards for the OMA.
Yeah. That would be
cool. And their names on the inside of the card and what school they were from. And it's like...
It's like the egg in the classroom calendars. They do that. The kids.
Yeah, I loved it. And it's like they were on our thank you cards.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So maybe next year. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Meeting's adjourned.
Terminated my own characteristic of
that is so bizarre that You just totally took over the evaluation, Melanie.
I know, what a, I just cannot imagine. Why didn't somebody read the minutes before I did it?
Why didn't